Woke organization that works with private schools hosts teen council to create student activists. By Spencer Lindquist on November 15, 2022. Pollyanna Incorporated, a left-wing nonprofit that works with the National Association Independent Schools, NAIS, hosts a teen council encouraging students as young as the 8th grade to take part in diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE, initiatives. The goal of the teen council is to involve students in the diversity agenda at their respective schools to foster a new generation of DIE activists by bringing them together for monthly Zoom calls to discuss progressive goals in education. According to their website, the Pollyanna Teen Council consists of 8th-12th graders, 13-18-year-olds, from across the U.S. who are committed to helping their schools achieve their DIEB goals, with the acronym referring to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. The discussion topics include being an advocate, activist, accomplice, celebrating LGBTQIA+ diversity in our schools, and representation and inclusion in our school curriculums. Another talk is called Drawing a Line Between Free Speech and Bigotry. Skylar Bylar is one of the speakers for an upcoming teen council discussion. Bylar's website says that she is the first transgender athlete to compete in any sport on an NCAA Division I men's team. Skylar is a leading day speaker and advisor for hundreds of businesses, organizations, and schools, it adds. Bylar opposes bills that prevent children from undergoing medical interventions in an attempt to change their gender. In addition to endorsing extreme gender theory, Pollyanna pushes critical race theory into private schools associated with NIEs. The leftist organization created racial literacy curriculums for students from kindergarten to high school. Their 8th-grade critical race theory curriculum includes a portion titled Racism as a Primary Institution of the U.S. How We Combat Systemic Inequality, where students will unpack sophisticated ideas like white privilege and white supremacy. Their critical race theory curriculum is intended to promote a movement to empower people of color to reject racist socialization and to empower white people to be allies for racial justice work. The organization has also published a number of position papers that advocate for leftist reforms within the American education system. One such paper was specifically focused on implementing the DIE agenda despite opposition from parents. One paper called Naming and Navigating Pushback to DIE Work collected quotes from DIE practitioners who found that some in their school community oppose their agenda. One quote reads, "My main challenge has been a few very conservative board members who see DIE as a leftist political agenda, and they see LGBTQ+ informative work as appalling and uncomfortable." Another practitioner said that people unwilling to examine or acknowledge their unearned privilege, namely white male faculty members and board members, are one of the biggest obstacles to the DIE agenda. Perhaps most notably, the paper cites parents and families as the biggest opponent of the DIE agenda, reading the constituent named most frequently in our survey as being resistant to DIE work by heads and DIE directors were parents and families. The parents have been most challenging with their notions of color blindness and worry that their white children will be labeled racist, another quote reads. Pollyanna curriculum is used at numerous schools affiliated with NIEs, the largest accreditor of private schools in the country, including Maryland's Maryvale Preparatory, where a former DIE director advocated for racial discrimination in the name of equity. River Oaks Baptist, a NIEs school in Houston, Texas, encouraged staff members to attend a training on microaggressions hosted by Pollyanna. River Oaks Baptist has pushed critical race theory and the diversity agenda, even going so far as to discriminate against white applicants for a one-year teaching fellowship. Breitbart News previously revealed that the NIEs' People of Color Conference was started by Randolph Carter, a former Black Panther. The conference has previously hosted talks with titles such as Cultivating Anti-Racists and Activists in Kindergarten and Even Decolonizing the Minds of Second Graders. Other presentations have showcased slides with titles such as Burn Shit Down and Malign the White People Way. A covert network of concerned parents, called Undercover Mothers, has formed to fight back against the indoctrination of students at the hands of the NIEs. The network describes indoctrination in the private school system as a form of elite capture. Following exposés by the Undercover Mothers, Representative Jim Banks, RN, pledged to investigate the NYSE if the Republicans retake the majority in Congress. Rep. Banks specifically scrutinized the organization's role in political advocacy given its 501c3 status as a nonprofit. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.